all grace in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Are you ready to give thanks to the Lord today? Today is Thanksgiving on the go. Somebody say Thanksgiving on the go. You know, when you say something is on the go, it means as you are busy, as you are moving, you are traveling, you know, you have reasons to give thanks unto the Lord continually. That would be your experience in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's just thank God, starting it off. This is the first Sunday in May, and let's give God thanks. Is God not so good to us? Has God not been good to you? Please stand to your feet and let's just worship him briefly, and then we'll go into the word. Thank you, Jesus. Let your heart be lifted up in thanksgiving unto him this morning. Let your heart leap. Let it leap in thanksgiving. I was on the radio today and I was talking about thanksgiving, and oh my goodness, people were calling in, and I told them, I said, nobody should call in today to ask me to pray. I'm not praying. Today is Thanksgiving, and amazing calls. We couldn't take all the calls. So if people on radio can have reasons to give thanks to the Lord, you here, an abundant life, you have a reason. Let's give thanks to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, you are so good. Lord, you are so good. Lord, you are so good. You're so good to me.
Let's sing together.
Lord, you are so good.
Is that your testimony?
Lord, you are so good. Lord, you are so good. You are so good to me.
Can it come from the depth of your heart? See a reason to give him thanks this morning.
Lord, you are so good.
Lord, you're so good.
Lord, you are so good.
Lord, you're so good.
Lord, you are so good. You are so good to me.
See a reason to give him thanks.
You are so good.
To me. great. You're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you.
There is no, 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 no.
There is no.
You are great for the last time.
You are great.
You are great. You're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you.
This morning, there is no one else like you, oh Lord, who can ever be compared with you. You are such a great God. You do miracles. It's all about you. This morning we have come to thank you, thanking you on the go. on the go, as we proceed, as we move. Every second, every minute, every day, every week, every part of this month. Lord, we've come to say thank you. We've come to praise you. We've come to exalt you. Thank you because we are going to have continually reasons to praise you as a congregation, as individuals, as families, in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, this morning, we've come to deposit it before you to say thank you, Jesus. Take all honor and glory. Give us, O Lord, a heart of thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. The Lord bless you. Please take your seats. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Thanksgiving on the go, as you go. At every point in your life, see a reason to give thanks. That's what it means to do it on the go. You have to be intentional about it. And I know that you will always have a reason to praise him. I didn't hear amen. I'm not just talking. I'm praying for you. I say, I know that you will always have a reason to praise him. So it has to be intentional. You have to look for the reason. If you don't look for it, you will not find it. It will always be there. But you have to look for it. And intentionally give thanks unto the Lord. We are going to see two examples in the Bible, one from the Old Testament, one from the New Testament, of people, two people that gave thanks to the Lord on the go. As they went on in their journey, they were giving thanks unto the Lord. Genesis chapter 24. It's a familiar scripture to most of us, but I'm going to read a couple of verses as we go on so that I can make my point clear for those who may not be familiar. Genesis chapter 24, I'm going to read from verse 1. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servants of his house that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of Canaanites among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my country and unto my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, peradventure, the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, beware that thou bring not my son hither again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me, and I swear unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land, he shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. And if the woman would not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this oath. Only bring not my son thither again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his master, and swear unto him concerning the matter. May the Lord bless the reading of his word In the mighty name of Jesus. Of course, like we know, Abraham was a native of Ur. And then in chapter 12, God told him, say, get out of your place, go to the land that I will show you, I will prosper you, I will bless you. And then Abraham had to move. And finally, you know, from one place to the other, he settled in Canaan, the land where God said he was going to give to him as an inheritance. And Abraham settled there. God blessed him so much. And he was growing old. He needed to see the blessing of his son, Isaac, the son that he loved so much, the son that God gave him, that God said through him will the nations of the earth be blessed. And he felt, look, I must make sure that this boy marries right. Because if he doesn't marry right, that means the promise of God will not come to pass in his life. If you go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 7 from verse 1 to 6, we don't have time to read all that, or Exodus chapter 34 from verse 11 to 16, God made a specific commandment that when the children of Israel get to the land of Canaan, they must not marry from among them because they are not God's chosen people. They must not marry, their sons must not marry their daughters must not marry their sons, they must not do anything with their idols. I mean, you can read it, Deuteronomy chapter 7. I don't want to bore us with all the details, but start from verse 1 to 6, tells us details of the commandment of the Lord. So Abraham knew that. He knew that these people are not, you know, God's chosen people. So he wanted to make sure that the promise of God concerning his son, which would, you know, trickle down to the generations and generation after, is fulfilled. And he said, look, my eldest servant, go to my family and get a wife for my daughter. Now, I'm for my son. He had to make him to swear an oath. You see, that thing that you read there, that he said he should put his hand on his thigh and make an oath to the God of heaven, is an ancient custom of the Jews. You know, when you want to make a solemn but a serious oath, it's a custom. You ask the person to put his hand in between your thigh and make an oath. So Abraham was not joking. Abraham was very serious. He wanted to make sure that the plan of God is fulfilled. And you see, just digressing, you can see how a father is instrumental in making sure that the son gets married right. Gets married in God's will. Parents, we also have a role to play in making sure that our children, you know, does not marry wrongly. Of course, we cannot marry for our children, but you see, we have a great role to play. It's a sad thing when somebody's child does not marry rightly. I can tell you that. And when there's a problem along the line, I can tell you that. So we should do everything that we can to make sure that everything is right. So that's just by the way. That's not where we are going. So here was the assignment given to this guy. The assignment was a very, very tedious assignment. The assignment was an assignment that can only take God to do. I was studying the map, and I saw that between Canaan to all of the Chaldeans is 1,450 kilometers. It was a long journey. And I tried to look at the map of Nigeria. Even Sokoto to Lagos is like 900 miles, which is a little bit less than 900 kilometers, sorry, which is a little bit less than 1,450. So he had to travel that far. And then to go and pick a wife for somebody is not an easy task. I mean, the guy felt, this work is only God that can help me. This assignment is not an easy one. And you saw his response to Abraham. He said, what if I even get there and nobody wants to follow me? Because I'm not going with Isaac. That the lady will say Isaac and say, oh, I like him. He's handsome. He's fair. He's tall. That is what I want. Isaac is not going with me. I will just go there and say, oh, yeah, follow me to go and marry my husband, my master's son. How many women would do that? I wouldn't do that. I won't do that. Because, I want to see with my korokoro eyes. Even some of us, the one we saw with our korokoro eyes, and God is saying that is the way. You say, no, I don't want to go there. So he said, what if she doesn't want to follow me? Maybe I should kuku just take Isaac and carry him there so that he will go and use his eyes to choose. Abraham said, no, don't take him there. Just go and bring a wife for him here. And then the servant prayed unto the Lord. If we go to verse 15, let's go back a little bit. Verse 12. No. Sorry. Verse 10. Are you still with me? Okay. And the servant took 10 camels of the camel of his master and departed. For all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he rose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. I just thought about it. Why would this man carry 10 camels? I'm sure he wanted to show that he wanted to let the lady that he would take to know that he's not a poor man. It's like going to marry a woman and you travel with 10 limousines. Who not go want to marry that type of man? Me, I will marry because I don't want poverty. Don't look at me like that. You two will marry, Joe. Hallelujah. So he went with 10 camels, and the Bible says everything that Abraham has, was in his custody. So he traveled there with a lot of things. But you see, well, thank God for common sense. But let me tell you, sometimes our common sense may not work. The God factor is always very important. Amen. And verse 11 says, and he made his camel to kneel down without the city by the well at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, New King James Version says, and he prayed, O Lord God of my master, I pray thee, send me good speed this day. Prosper my way this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I will stand here by the well of water, and the daughter of the men of the city come out to draw water. Let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down your pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast shown kindness unto my master. Praise the Lord. He prayed. He packed all the camel at one side and he said, Lord, okay, I'm here. I've traveled this far. I'm here by the well. Ladies, damsels, we always come here to fetch water. So let the one that I will ask to please give me water. And that one will go out of our way to do much more than I've asked. This guy was also looking for a good character. Anyway, let's not go there because we can talk about virtues of a wife material from the life of Rebecca. But that's not where we are going now, because sometimes when I looked at it and I began to see things, I say, wow, what a great thing. Anyway, let's leave that for now. And the Bible says he prayed. Brethren, do you know that God is our present help in time of need? You can always call upon him at any time. He said, when you are in trouble, call me. God is interested in all our endeavors. Like I said, it's a tedious task. But he trusted God and he prayed. Maybe you are here today. There's that tedious task before you. You are not even sure how you want to go about it. You know you must do it, but you don't know how to go about it. God of heaven will hear your heart cry, and he will make a way for you. He will do for you what you never thought can happen in the mighty name of Jesus. You are not saying amen. He prayed. He leveraged on the prayer that Abraham prayed for him, but he didn't just stop there. He also prayed. Can we just pause a while and let me give you a minute to pray concerning that thing that is on your heart? Can you just give it to him today? Look, in every area of your life, it can help you. Can I hear you say, the Lord is my help? In my business is my help. In my home is my help. In my journey in life is my help. In my academics is my help. In my life is my help. In that project is my help. In that concern is my help. In that desire is my help. I mean, it is my help in every area. Let me give you a minute to just pray so that we have a reason to give God thanks. That songwriter says, oh God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter in the stormy sea, and our eternal hope. Look, he's our eternal hope. We can trust him. We don't have to wait till the end of this sermon before you pray. Ask the Lord. Just give it to him. Right there by the side of the well, this guy prayed. My goodness. That was a man that understood the power of prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord will give you answer, and you will have a reason to praise him concerning that issue in the mighty name of Jesus. Say your amen if you mean it. Verse 15. Let's go on. After he prayed, verse 15. The Bible says, and it came to pass, before he had done speaking, before he finished talking to God. That is how, before you finish talking to God today, before you step out of here today, God will give you an answer to your prayer. I think like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I forgot to send a testimony because it was sent to me. Usually some testimonies are sent to me and I send it for printing. But I was busy, I just forgot. There was a word of knowledge, and I said it here, that somebody wants to pack up her business, either him or her, I can't even remember. Say, no, should not do that. Should go back, because God is about to do something. After the service, this sister came to me and said, Mommy, well, there may be others, but I know I'm the one, because I told myself I'm going to pack up this business. She sells cooked food, and because of all the cashless, wahala, you know, everything folded up, she couldn't even continue, you know, and all that. And she told herself, look, and there were some other issues alongside. She said she was going to fold it up. I said, no. God said, don't fold it up. And I prayed with her. I said, God is going to revive it again. By the following day, the third day, you know, somebody called her and said, I will give you a bag of rice. Go and start cooking. When you finish cooking, you can pay back. Another person said, I will give you this. Without asking. If you are clapping, clap for Jesus. Without asking, you know. And amazing things started to happen. And she told me, she said, Mommy, I'm even better than before. Thank you for that word. That is a God that can answer prayers. Because at that time, it's like everything has ended. But God brought not just a restoration, but a restoration with an exaltation. That is how God will do for somebody today. And then you'll be able to have thanksgiving on the go in the mighty name of Jesus. Before he finished speaking, Rebecca came out. Rebecca showed up. We are still reading verse 15. Rebecca came out, who was born to Bethuel, the son of Michael, from the family of Abraham. Go. That's where this lady came out. Not from any other family. From where Abraham wanted the son Isaac to take a wife. Let's read. Very interesting. And who was born of Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother. And with a pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was beautiful. Beautiful. There are some people in the Bible, some ladies in the Bible, will specifically say they are beautiful. Rebecca is one of them. Sarah was also another beautiful woman. You know? Beautiful. Of course, God will not give Isaac an ugly woman because her mother, God, is a beautiful woman. And is used to seeing a beautiful woman. So God knows that Isaac will like a beautiful wife. God will give you what you like. They didn't say amen, no. Okay, beautiful and a virgin. Neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, "Let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher." And she said, "Drink, my lord." Respectful. Wife material. Not somebody that will say, "What's my business with you? Come and get out." Okay? Some ladies are beautiful, but their character is, "I didn't say so." And she went down, verse 19, and when she had done giving him drink, she said, "I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking." And she hasted and emptied her pitcher onto the trough and ran again to the well to draw water and drew for all the camels. Camels drink minimum of 20 gallons of water. Google it, you will find it. Anytime camels travel, they can travel for a long distance without drinking, but when camel will drink 20 gallons. Now imagine 20 gallons times 10 camels. That's how many gallons? 200 gallons. And I'm sure the pitcher may not be more than 1 gallon or so. That means she went 20 times. That's a good wife material. Anyway, let's not go there. We'll talk about that another time. And she gave them to drink. And the man wondering at her held his peace, to wit whether the Lord has made his journey prosperous or not. He was wondering, is this how God answers prayers? Can God answer sharply like that? God will answer somebody sharply. This month of March, this month of May, in the mighty name of Jesus, you will sing, "I never knew he will answer me this way." Somebody will sing that song this month. "I never knew he will answer me this way. I never knew." That was the song this guy was singing. He said, "Am I sure? Okay, let me just keep watching." He was wondering, he was watching. Verse 22, "And it came to pass, as the camel had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight and 2 bracelets of her hand, for her hand, of 10 shekels weight of gold, correct gold, and he said, 'Whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge?' And she said unto him, 'I am the daughter of Petuel, the son of Milcah, which she bare unto Nahor.' And she said moreover unto him, 'We have both straw and provender enough and a room to lodge in.'" Somebody shout hallelujah. Is that not awesome? Awesome. He said, I'm so person. "We have a room to lodge in. Don't worry, come. We know that travelers always come around there. There's a place to lodge in. You just follow me." What a wonderful thing that God did for this man. And here is the thanksgiving on the go. Look at verse 26, the next verse. The Bible says, verse 26, can we all read together whatever version you have? Everybody, let's go. We are reading Genesis 24, 26. "And the man bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord. And he said, 'Blessed be the Lord God of Abraham, my master, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren.'" Somebody praise the name of the Lord. Right there and then. Somebody say, "Right there and then." I didn't hear you. Right there and then, on the go, without any apology, beside the well, with Rebecca, right there, he bowed down and he gave thanks unto the Lord. He didn't say, one leg of the journey is accomplished. Maybe she may not want to follow me. Maybe the father may say no. Let me wait until everything is done before I give thanks. No. He didn't wait. It was on the go. Tell your neighbor, on the go. You didn't say it well. Say, on the go. As you move, you praise him. Choir led us in prayer. They said, on your mark, get set, let us go. As they were singing that song, I said, wow, that's a good one. As you are going, you are giving thanks. Thanksgiving on the go. Don't wait until everything is done. At every step of the way, do what? Give him thanks. Give him thanks. The Bible says it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to praise him, O Most High. Psalm 18 verse 49 says, therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name among the heathen. In the midst of unbelievers, praise God. Praise God. Whether they believe it or not, you praise him. Because when you praise him in their presence, they will understand that you are serving a living God. I once shared the testimony of my son. After God, you know, allowed him to be able to solve a problem, and the lecturer said he must be a genius. He said, no, I'm not a genius. The Holy Spirit gave me that idea. He said, I don't believe in Holy Spirit. I'm an atheist. He said, well, whether you believe or not, I know how I got the answer. It is the Holy Spirit. I believe that seed was sown in the heart of that man that day. Learn to praise. Don't wait. There was a day inside the plane. So a lot of things had happened, and when I got right inside the plane, I just went on my knees right there. I didn't care who was looking at me. I just went right on my knees and I gave thanks to the lady. One of the crew. She carried the tray of the water and juice, and you know she was coming. The way I knelt down, my leg was like this. She had to stop. Because if she crossed me, that's not ethical. What if she stumbles or something? She had to wait for me to finish. I didn't even know anybody was coming behind me. When I finished praying, I stood, I said, I'm sorry. He said, not to worry. Because I knew where I had to give thanks to the Lord. The Bible says, praise him among the heathen. It is on the go. Somebody say, on the go. Praise him, give him thanks among the heathen. Don't keep quiet. Whether they believe it or not, does not matter. You are giving praise unto the Lord. And then also in the book of Psalms, chapter 35 and verse 18, it says, Psalm 35, 18, it says, I will give thee thanks in the great congregation, and I will praise thee among much people. So in the congregation, praise God. Among such people, much people, praise God. Give him thanks on the go. As it comes, thank him. Don't wait until everything is done. Because as you thank him at every step, he will make sure that he will take you to the last step in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he gave thanks unto the Lord and was very, very excited. And then he followed Rebecca to the father's house. Let's go on to verse 33. Let's just jump from 27 to 33. So Rebecca said, oh yeah, let's go. And he followed him to the father's house. And then verse 33 says, and there was set meat before him to eat. But he said, I will not eat until I have told my errand. If you read BSG version, it says, until I have shared my testimony. I was looking for it on this app, but it's not there. But you see, until I've shared my testimony. You say, wait, no, I'm not ready to eat yet. Let me tell you the reason why I'm here. Let me tell you what God has done to give me an opportunity to even come and sit down here. What if the lady I met is not from Abraham's family? What if the lady I met, beautiful lady and a virgin, says, no, I cannot give you water? What if? So for this first leg, I must not start to eat. Let me give God praise first. Men and brethren, before you eat, cook for God to eat first. Hello? Give him to eat first. It's not your pounded yam or your bono or your fried rice that he wants to eat. It's the sacrifices of thanksgiving. Give him first. There's a particular document we've been chasing for the church since last year. And we've been on it since. And on Friday, it was delivered. And I've prayed and prayed about it. I mean, I've prayed, I've fasted. I said, look, this thing is dragging. We spent so much money. And when it was delivered in my office, I said, Tio, come and see. We all rejoiced. I said, thank you, Jesus. You know, when I got home, the Holy Spirit said, eh. So thank you, Jesus, like that. Is that how to thank me? After all the prayer, you know how much you troubled me. And I gave you this thing. So I said that thank you, Jesus, sincerely from the, I was grateful to God. But the Holy Spirit chastised me. So when I got into my room, I had to go on my knees. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I said, Lord, thank you. Until I was satisfied before I stood up. So we all make the same mistakes. I thank God, but it was not enough. He said, before I eat, so let me tell you my story. Now, listen to the way this guy can give testimony. He's very good. Very, very good in testifying. Can we read on? Are you still there? I can't hear you. Okay, verse 34. Okay, 33. He said, and there was set meat before him to eat. And he said, I will not eat until I've told my errand. And he said, speak on. And he said, I am Abraham's servant. And the Lord has blessed my master greatly. And he has become great. And he has given his flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and cattle. And God has given him flock, herds, silver, gold, men servants, maid servants, camel and cattle. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old. And unto him hath he given all that he had. And the master made me swear, saying, thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites in the land where I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my father's house and unto my kindred and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master, peradventure the woman will not follow me. Can you hear his testimony? Detailed. Peradventure she will not follow me. And he said unto me, the Lord go before you. The Lord before whom I walk will send his angel with thee and prosper thy way. And thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. Then shalt thou be clear of this my oath when thou comest to my kindred. And if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear of my oath. And I came this day unto the well, and I said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way, which I go, behold, I stand by the well of the water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgins come forth to draw water, and I say unto her, give me, and I pray thee, a little water from thy pitcher to drink, and shall say unto me, I will also draw to for thy camels, let the same be the woman whom the Lord had appointed out of my master's son. And before I had done speaking in my heart, wow, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down unto the well and drew water. And I said unto her, let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder, and she said, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked her and said, whose daughter art thou? And she said, the daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Michal bare unto him. And I put an earring upon her face and bracelets upon her hand. And I bowed down my head and worshipped the Lord and blessed the God of my father and master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to my master's brother's daughters unto his son. And now, if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, if not, tell me that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. And Laban and Bethuel answered and said, the thing proceeded from the Lord. Hallelujah. We cannot speak unto thee good or bad. Behold, Rebekah is before you. Take her and go, and let her be your master's son's wife, as the Lord has spoken. Somebody shout hallelujah. I say, let somebody shout hallelujah. I love his testimony. No story, but straight to the point. He said, when God did the first step, I praised him. So this is the second step. I want to, if it is, then I'm going to praise him again. And he said, look, this thing proceeded from the Lord. Take Rebekah and go. And the rest is history. And if you read the next chapter, when he took Rebekah back to the land, and Isaac was coming, you know, in that plain, and Rebekah sighted him and said, who is that man that is coming? And he said, it is the man that you want to marry. And love at first sight, two can give four in a straight. Because God's hand is in it. No story. God's hand will be on that matter. There will be no story. You don't understand. I'm praying for you. I said God's hand will be on that matter. Did you hear the testimony of our brother? Several months he was not at work. God healed him. He went back and they absorbed him. And he still requested, please let me work one day here, one day at work, one day at home or something. I don't know how he requested, maybe 2 days at work. And they said, you can have it. Can that be, Abba?
Me serve. I'm not sure I would do that. But because God's hand is in it, God made it happen. That is the way it's going to be for you in the mighty name of Jesus. They said, we don't have any story. They didn't even ask questions. I mean, they didn't say, okay, let us send somebody to go to Abraham. Let's even go and find out. I hope you are not 419. I hope you didn't come to kidnap our daughter. I hope. God silenced every I hope. God made sure that there's nothing else to think about. God made sure that all those conditions, all those terms and conditions, all those protocols, he covered everything. May God cover terms and conditions for that issue for you today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because the man understood how to pray and how to give thanks. Don't just know how to pray. Don't just know how to kabash. Know how to also give thanks to the Lord. Thanksgiving on the go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And read on in the story. And the Bible says, Abraham was happy. Isaac was comforted. Because Rebekah was what he had ever wished to have. Never saw her before, but because God was involved, God gave him what he wanted, what is best for him. I pray that God will go ahead of you to create for you what will be best for you in the mighty name of Jesus. I say, even in that business, may God go. You remember the story of Reverend Peter? He was doing another business. That business folded up. You have heard his testimony a number of times, but he said, I like repeating some of these things for emphasis. And, you know, you came to Abundant Life Church for the first time. He was introduced to me, and I prayed for him. And the Lord said, sow his seed in his hand. It was just 500 naira, very small at that time. I said, look, it's a seed, though. It cannot meet your need, but it's a seed. And he went back to pray, Lord, what do I do? He sells fabrics. And God said, go and start selling secondhand bags. From fabric to secondhand bags, it doesn't look alike. Some of his friends that he told, they were making jest of him, that, wow, God, do you want? And he has never done that before. So he went with somebody to Cotonou to go and buy the first time. They went with his person to go and buy the second time. Of course, God helped him to raise some money with the seed. That's another testimony. When the third time he needed to go, the guy was not ready. And he said, you can go alone this time. Go alone yourself. He said his heart was doing, how do I go alone? But he had to go. When he got to where he was going to buy bales and bales and bales of secondhand bags, he didn't know which one to do. I think he said, Father Reverend Peter, you can remind me. You know the way you do? You just sing a song and say, this is the one. He closed his eyes. Am I right? Am I adding to your testimony? Trust me. He said he closed his eyes and did like this. This one is it. And they brought it for him. He took it back. He began to, you know, select the good ones, the bad ones, and everything. There was a particular pouch that is one of the ones he should throw away. And the Holy Spirit said, take that one. After he had shared everything, when he opened the bag, the pouch, was it a waste pouch, Abby? When he opened it, you know what he found inside? Pound sterling. Arranged inside that pouch. He said it, he has never seen pound sterling before that time. Reverend Peter, no be so? He has never seen pound sterling. He was afraid. He saw it, good money. He said, where he kept it, he couldn't sleep over the night. He was waking. I hope armed robber has not come to steal this thing anyway. May God give you good trouble. He had to call somebody. I've never seen this type of money before. By the time they changed it, and he told the man that took him there the first time, he said, this money you have, I cannot gain it in 3 years of this business. Am I right? Eh? That's how his business prospered. And he became a celebrity in that market. Hallelujah. I'm sharing that testimony today so that God can do the same thing for somebody. What you thought is difficult, God will make it so easy that it will be a walk away. in the mighty name of Jesus. I can't forget that testimony. Only God knows how that pouch got there. Good money. I can't remember how many hundreds of thousands he said it is, so that I don't say what is not right. But it was good money that somebody will earn, you know, after doing that business again and again and again, just the third time. Until God said, you have done business enough, come and do my business. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's learn to give thanks unto the Lord as you move. This is an amazing way, because it is something that, like, I don't want to keep repeating myself, but no matter how tough that issue can be, God will give you a miracle in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you read verse 51 and 52 towards the end, the Bible says, behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord has spoken. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard their words, what did he do? Oh, look at verse 52 now. When they told him, carry Rebekah and go, when he heard their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And then he brought forth jewels of silver and of gold and paid her dowry. Right there in the presence of the people again, he praised God. I remember the particular time, you know, I had a beautiful pair of shoes I wanted to wear. At least we said, no, this shoe is not your own. Don't wear, just keep it. I kept it in that house for about 8 months. One morning I was dressing for one. The Holy Spirit said, go and give that shoe to this so person. I said, it's unsolicited, though. I don't want to. Just go and give her. And I called her. I said, I don't know. The Holy Spirit said I should give you. If it's okay by you, fine. If it's not okay, you know. And as soon as I gave her and she opened it, brethren, I'm telling you the truth. She just went on her knees. She didn't say thank you to me. She just went on her knees and she said, Lord, thank you. Is this how you answer prayers? For like 2-3 minutes, she finished praising God first before she now turned to me and said, Reverend Mrs., thank you. I almost said, why didn't you thank me first? She said, I'm the one that gave you. But she understood that this is God. And she told me how she had prayed for that particular, because there's, I can't tell you all the stories, but she needed it. And the exact color, the exact size. I don't know her size. I don't know what she wears. But the exact color, the exact size that she asked the Lord for. No wonder she looked up to heaven and she said, thank you, Jesus. And then later she said, thank me. I said, I don't want my own again. Just carry, just go. And we joked about it. And I went back. I said, Lord, is it not a privilege to be used to be a blessing to somebody? And that person can in turn give you thanks. Right there. He gave thanks to the Lord. On the go. Say it again. On the go. Let's see New Testament. Just one. Thank you, Jesus. Mark chapter 7, verse 35. Mark chapter 7, verse 35. This was a man who was blind. Jesus touched his tongue, and his tongue was opened. And that's the story. Verse 35 says, and straight away, sorry, did I say blind? Dumb. His tongue was bound. His tongue, he couldn't speak. And straight away, his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. And he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, the much more, so much more, the more, a great deal, they published it. He told them, don't tell anybody. Don't give any testimony. But the more he charged them, much more, a great deal, they published it. And were beyond measure astonished, saying he had done all things well. He made both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Praise the Lord. What is it that is telling you not to give thanks? You better give it much more. They published it everywhere. On the go. Deaf and dumb. Usually, if you are dumb, you are usually deaf, because the two, there's a connection between the nose, the ear, and the truth. So usually it affects each other. So when Jesus healed him, the ear opened, the tongue opened, and they could hear him. I should not talk. This man that has not talked for how long, let me publish it. He kept telling everybody, so much that people were astonished. They were surprised. And they began to give glory to God for the great things that he had done. And the Bible says, if you read on, multitude started following Jesus. There are so many other examples in the scripture, but like I said, one in the Old Testament, one in the New Testament. I want us to cultivate this habit. No matter how small, even when you eat, give thanks to the Lord. Somebody is there who cannot even eat. Somebody is there. The Knesset woman told us the testimony of a woman that died in Luth. You can ask her. She ate yam, and the yam entered her throat. That was it. Choked her, and she was gone. How many times have you eaten and the thing enter your throat and you do, and the thing will come out? Will you not say thank you to Jesus that the thing came out? But you see, we just take him for granted. But I can assure you, since he said he will give us reasons to give him thanks, that's why I'm starting like this, on the go. So as he gives you a reason to give thanks, you give him thanks. He gives you another reason to give thanks, you give him thanks. He gives you another reason to give thanks, you give him thanks. As you continue, it will be like this. To be a circle. It will be repeating itself. And if it continues to repeat itself, how will this year not be a year of rejoicing? Because rejoicing will be all year round in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you stand to your feet and just give him thanks once again? Hallelujah. Just lift your voice and let's just thank him. Let's just thank him. Today is the beginning of the go. That you are here this morning is the go. You woke up, you carried your leg carry. You carry your hand can carry. You went to the bathroom, you bathed yourself, you dressed up yourself. Can you just give him thanks? Let's give him thanks on the go. Thank God for what God has done for us. We are already in the seventh day of the month. So for the Thanksgiving for the past 7 days, put it together and let's just give thanks to the Lord. And tell him, Lord, it's on the go. It's on the go this month. It is on the go. I'm going to give you thanks as I go. I will sing praises unto you because it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Lift your voice and just give him thanks in a moment before we take the anointing. The man was not ashamed. He didn't look at anybody. He didn't look at anybody. He bowed down, he prostrated and gave thanks to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Kalaba shata yadaba. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for how far that issue has gone. Thank you because you started it, we finish it. Yes, Lord, thank you, yes. Thank you, Jesus, for that. You've been so merciful, you've been so good, you've been so kind. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I give you 3 more minutes. Please, forget about me. Forget about the person beside you. I'm giving thanks on my me too on this go. On this go, on this go, on this go. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I'm not where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be. Oh, thank you, Lord, for Abundant Life Gospel Church. Thank you for this cathedral. We are not where we want to get to, but we are not where we used to be. Thank you for my brother. Thank you for my sister. Thank you for everyone in this congregation. Oh, we praise you on the go. We praise you. 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 There's this song coming up in my spirit. I can't remember it well again. That song, that Nathaniel Bassey song that says, "He has done for me much more than I deserve, or much, or I've tasted of his power." Please help me.
Much more than I deserve.
Yeah.
Oh, Nisha.
Exactly.
Oh, Nisha. Yano, you're the God of awesome wonders. I've tasted of your power.
Brethren, let's praise him. We have all tasted of his power. At one time or the other, you have tasted of his power. Brethren, God has shown you mercy.
Much more than I deserve.
Oh,
do 80 billion. Hallelujah. That is hallelujah on the go. Yes, 30 billion. I don't know how long it will take you to shout 30 billion. Hallelujah. But on the go, 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 on the go. Oh, we give you thanks. How do you shout 30 billion if you don't keep shouting, shouting on the
floor?
Let's sing it two more times.
him hear your voice. Lift your voice and sing to him.
See how far you brought me. Yes, Ebube. I'm so glad you found me worthy. I can see, I can tell, and I know it's your grace. All my days, I will sing your.
For the last time, everyone lift your hands, lift your voice. Today, I release thanksgiving on the go for everyone in this sanctuary. You will have reasons to thank him. As you go, every day, every week, in your business, in your place of work, in your school, in your academics, in concerning that project, concerning that journey, concerning that thing ahead of you, concerning that problem, concerning that issue, you will have a reason to give thanks in the name of Jesus. God will go ahead of you. He will go with you. He will come behind you. He will make crooked paths straight. He will make rough roads smooth. He will bring down mountains. He will bring down hills. He will level valleys. You shall see the glory of the Lord. If God could give us what we have been pursuing and pursuing for almost 2 years, in this month of Thanksgiving, God will give you something that you have waited for in the mighty name of Jesus. That anointing is coming from the top and is rubbing down to everyone in this place today in the name of Jesus. You will have testimony. What you desire will be given to you. You will ask for it and it shall be offered you. You will not be denied. Hey, I don't know who I'm talking to. I said you will not be denied. They did not deny Abraham's servant of Rebekah. You will not be denied. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. It is done. It's on the go. You will hear my testimony. I will hear your testimony. We will hear our collective testimony. Somebody shout amen. I'm glad to let you know that we will commence the continuation of this sealing.
Oh, yes. God is doing wonders. Eh? God is doing wonders. Don't worry. They will soon tell us these things. But I'm sure by the time you come, no, maybe next week, maybe too early, we may have to procure materials this week. But before the end of this month, you will see this one from here to that place. Somebody say, on the go. You know me, I'm always saying, don't worry. You will hear the full gist later. Just tell your neighbor, cool down for Jesus.